This is a follow-up consultation on Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, last name Goff, G-O-F-F. She used to go by Doe, D-O-E, but since marriage she is now Goff. Her date of birth is January 29, 1972. Patient seen for Dr. Sears and Dr. Kara. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you again for your continued support. This 51-year-old female was seen on April 20, 2020 of this year when she presented with abdominal pain and distension going on for 6 months. On examination, she had a huge mass in the abdomen, filling almost entire abdomen. It was hard. Inconsistency. A patient was suspected to have malignancy. She had a CT scan which showed a cecal mass and with a huge mass in the abdominal cavity and possibly enlargement of uterus. Her lab work then was showing CEA 1219, which is very high, and CA 125 was 251. Subsequently, she was referred to Dr. Kara, who did colonoscopy on April 28th, and biopsied the lesion in the cecal area. It came back as positive for malignancy. Then he referred the patient to Dr. Gardaski, G-A-I-D-A-R-S-K-I, M.D., of Texas Oncology, and he operated on the patient on June 5th. She had open right hemicolectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, wedge resection of the liver, and debulking of the visible peritoneal metastasis. The path was PT3N1CM1C. The patient did reasonably well post-operatively. She is now here for further recommendations. She is also planning to have a pot placed on Monday. She was found to have carcinomatosis in the peritoneal cavity, which was debulked. Symptoms, she feels okay. Physical exam, she's very pleasant, a 51-year-old female. She has lost weight. Now she weighs 126. Pounds. No lymph node felt in the neck. Lungs were clear. Rest of the physical examination unremarkable. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, colon cancer with extensive intra-abdominal metastasis and liver metastasis. Diagnosis 2, status post-debulking surgery and removal of the tumor as well as peritoneal seeding. Diagnosis 3, significant residual disease suspected. Diagnosis 4, anemia. Patient had 3 blood transfusion before. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and draw CBC, CMP, CA 125 and CEA. We also will get CT scan of the chest or chest x-ray, and before starting we may get a PET CT scan, and we also will try to pre-authorize her chemotherapy, which will be FOLFOX and Avastin. New paragraph. Thank you very much for your continued support. This is a consultation, follow-up consultation on Christy Doe Goff, G-O-F-F. Thank you. copy of this may be sent to Dr. Kera, one copy to Dr. Sears, and one copy to Dr. Alexander Gardarski, G-A-I-D-A-R-S-K-I, M-D. Thank you.